You guys have been gaining a lot of seats in the polls recently. To what do you attribute the success for the Jewish Home Party and kind of rising from being a very small party in the current government to possibly being the second or third largest party in the next Knesset?
I think the key to our success is that we're speaking a totally different language than any other party. And it's a values-based language. It's a Zionist language. It's a message filled with Jewish pride. And we represent the next generation here in Israel. In fact, all the polls show that if elections were held only between the years of 18 years old and 45 years old, meaning the younger generation in Israel, the Jewish Home Party would be the largest party in all of Israel, and Naftali Bennett would be the prime minister. And I think the second secret to our success has been Naftali Bennett himself, who's a young, charismatic, talented guy that has just galvanized the country.
And what are some of the things about the Jewish Party? You mentioned values, you mentioned Jewish pride, but what are some things that you're particularly supporting as a party that seem to be resonating with voters?
We're the only party in Israel today that is absolutely against the Palestinian state inside the land of Israel. Meaning the Likud has many members inside the Likud party that are also, they also oppose to a Palestinian state, but our party is a bloc of 16, 17, possibly 18, 19 people that all say that the Jewish people have a right to live as a free people in our land. And every land that we've given over to the terrorists has only been used as a base to continue to try to destroy us. And it's time to say to the world, enough is enough. This is our land. This is our country. We have a right to be here. And that, I think, is the message that's resonating. In 20 years, we've been trying this land for peace process. And it hasn't worked. It's only brought us more Qassam rockets, more terrorism, the Hamas government in Gaza. And we're now an alternative path.
And part of that, of course, is that you guys, I've seen on your website, you do actually have a plan for what to do with the Palestinian situation. What is your approach? It's different from a lot of other people's.
Well, I think that the approach is not a solution, meaning I think that it's quite clear at this point that there is no immediate solution. Sometimes problems don't always have immediate solutions. So the question really is, how do we deal with the situation that we have and make our lives as good as possible and make the lives of the Arabs in the area as easy as possible? And the answer that we've come to is to annex Area C, which is the Jewish populated areas in Judea and Samaria, and simply apply Israeli sovereignty, Israeli law in that land. The Arabs who live within Area C would be offered Israeli citizenship because you obviously can't have, you know, two levels of citizens, Jew and non-Jewish, and they like that it'd be a democracy as any democracy. And areas A and B, where there are no Jewish settlements, no Jewish population, we would continue the status quo at the time and sort of hope for a new leadership to arise in the future, possibly open up dialogue with local leaders instead of propped up government leaders to try to think outside of the box instead of this, you know, just nowhere. There is no solution by giving land away to the other side. So we're saying if that's the case, then let's annex what we have control of now. And the other side, we'll wait to see what happens. 5 years ago, Israel was considered a dry country with no natural resources. And in just a few years, now in the region, Israel is considered a wet country, and we have billions of dollars of natural gas. Meaning the Middle East is so dynamic, and this little country is so dynamic, that we don't need to make any wild decisions now that would ultimately bring our national suicide on us. What we could do is wait and see how things develop. Maybe the springs that are happening in Syria would spread to Jordan, and the 70% of Jordanians that are now in Jordan are actually Palestinians. Who knows what might be? Maybe a confederation with Jordan and the Arabs that live inside the land of Israel. There's just so many different options. There's no reason to declare a Palestinian state and then open that state inside our borders to the 6 million refugees and their descendants that live outside the land of Israel that would then flood into Judea and Samaria. That would be a mistake that we would never be able to turn back the clock. We would have 3 million new Arabs that would then be pushing on the borders towards the rest of Israel.